This grant is aimed at psychosis, so a definition is in order.
All right, so psychosis is experiencing hallucinations, hearing voices, seeing things that other people can't see or hear. It's also paranoia, feeling like you're being watched when people aren't truly watching you, or having delusions.
Dr. Eric Arzubi chairs the Department of Psychiatry at Billings Clinic and specializes in child and adolescent psychiatry. He says psychosis can be caused by medications, anxiety brought on early in childhood, or schizophrenia. The latter is the focus of this grant, especially those aged 16 to 25 who've had their first episode of psychosis. Dr. Arzubi says national estimates are that about 1% of a population will be diagnosed with schizophrenia in a year.
But right now we don't have the evidence-based best practice to treat those folks here in Montana. And so what we're going to be doing with this grant is looking at a corridor somewhere around Billings to Bozeman, a population of around 250,000 people. So if we're lucky, we can then start giving access to those 2,500 people who will be struggling with schizophrenia to best practices in terms of treatment.
He says Dr. Anna Stan, a psychiatrist with Livingston Healthcare, is taking the lead for a team of professionals from Billings Clinic, the South Central Montana Mental Health Center, and NAMI Montana. Dr. Stan is an expert in the treatment of psychosis and directed a similar team of professionals in Texas. Carl Eby, the associate director of the Mental Health Center in Billings, says a team approach is to help patients treat and manage their disease and will include services like finding housing, employment, or help staying in school.
We've got quite an organization, and we can provide that continuum of services. Billings Clinic, incredible organization. They have everything we don't, and we have everything they don't. So this is going to be, and NAMI, that education piece, that's huge. And we so often neglect education. We're focused on treatment.
EB praises the timing of the grant. The 2015 Montana legislature and the Bullock administration initiated the emphasis on community-based mental health services. In announcing the grant award at Billings Clinic, Bullock says he's asking the 2017 legislature to continue to invest in this area and to put more dollars toward youth suicide prevention.
It certainly is my goal to ensure that Montanans with mental health needs are met in the least restrictive environment and in the most cost-effective way possible. And I think that we can do that by continuing to build on our recent progress and by looking forward to what more we can do in our communities to address mental health needs.
Bullock praises the grant for the aim on prevention, as well as the public and private collaborations. The Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services, in collaboration with NAMI Montana, secured this grant. The services are now available. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.